Today, like you, I'm preparing for something. And we're all preparing. I would say that no matter what you're doing in life, you're preparing for something. And I'm preparing for the Dublin Web Summit, and I'm going to get on a train and I'm going to travel up with Irish Rail. I hope there'll be Wi-Fi on the train, but I'll be traveling to Dublin in a few minutes. I'm actually in my car driving from our company office to the train. And there are people also in North America preparing themselves to go to SubCon. SubCon is a gathering in Portland, and it begins on Thursday. And there'll be an evening session on Thursday. It'll carry on Friday and Saturday. And there's even something happening on Sunday. So SubCon is taking place in Portland, in Oregon. And the Dublin Web Summit will be coming shortly after that in Dublin. And today there'll be a lot of publicity. I'm informed by Paddy Cosgrave, who's the founder of the Dublin Web Summit, that there'll be a lot of publicity coming out today and during the next 2 weeks, as you would expect. The Dublin Web Summit is an enormous event, and it's a huge, huge credit to the work of Paddy Cosgrave and to Dara Hickey and the rest of the team behind it, that they've managed to build this up over a number of years into, you know, a very important entrepreneur, tech, startup, developer experience in Dublin. And, you know, now we have Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and I can't think who else in Ireland, but a lot of the very big hitters are in Ireland now. But when the Dublin Web Summit started out, they weren't all here. So I think it wouldn't be completely beyond the bounds of fairness to say that it's entirely possible that the Dublin Web Summit has helped attract companies to locate themselves in Ireland. And of course it has created a situation in Ireland where we don't have enough tech developer people, that we don't have enough skills and we don't have enough language skills. And that's how, for example, John Dennehy and his company Xartis is actually thinking a lot about that. But the point about this today is that we're all preparing for something. And part of it is, how can I get my head in order in preparation for the Dublin Web Summit? But I also want to, during this coming week, tap into SubCon community over there, because I'm so impressed with what Liz Strauss and Terry Starbucker on Twitter have built up over the years. And if you know nothing about SubCon, my suggestion to you, my strong hint is, just Google it, SOBCOM. Check it out. It is, in my experience, quite remarkable and very thriving and very strong and very interesting. And I could kind of contrast the SubCon community with the Dublin Web Summit. Dublin Web Summit is a tremendously attractive event, and lots of things will happen around it. I don't think it has yet got the same sense of community as SubCon has. And that only means that there's potential for the Dublin Web Summit to grow into more and more as time goes on, a community. It depends on what the Dublin Web Summit brand is, and I won't pretend, I'm not speaking on behalf of it. I'm speaking as somebody who's looking forward immensely to going there and reporting on it and sharing the conversations that I have with people at it and around it, and even between now and the time it happens. It's the 17th and 18th of October. That's, in case you're wondering, that's a Wednesday and a Thursday. It's immediately followed by a, you know, parallel kind of a conference, a gathering really, called Founders. And that's slightly different, but comes out of the same school. So Paddy Cosgrave's brand is all over it. But I'm going to find out more today. This will be actually, you know, my first serious conversation about the Dublin Web Summit, with the Dublin Web Summit. I'm meeting Dara Hickey later on today, and I'm quite hopeful that I'll be able to, you know, capture a bit of our conversation and share it via Audioboo. I mean, if the Dublin Web Summit don't want to add complications to their communications, they might not want to actually me to actually record conversations with them, because they do have, I'm pretty certain they have an agency, they have a partner who's helping them to get their message out there in a very much bigger way this year than ever before. So that's it, folks. That's where I'm going. Going to one event coming up shortly in Dublin, but the other thing I have to say is SubCon, and I will be trying my best to get linked in via live streaming with it on Friday and Saturday. I do hope there will be, and there's a good chance that there will be, some live streaming from SubCon, and I do have very good friends who will be at SubCon. In fact, the only person I have ever met face-to-face who will be at SubCon is AJ Leon, and I met him in a pub in Limerick where we had a pint of Guinness, I think it was, in the White House pub in Limerick when Misfits Inc. passed through Ireland in a lovely way last year. So that's it. That's a bit like going, where are you going to today? That's have a very good journey planning the rest of your week too. Thanks for listening. Bye.